As the election approaches on September the 22nd, much of the emphasis in Garth has been on its southern tip. The inclusion of 2,000 Onchan residents into Garth has prompted bemusement from some who didn't know of the move, and anger from a few that the move has even taken place. But let's head to the north of this large East Coast constituency, to Macleod, where Robert Mockton and his commission colleagues have been engaged in making the amalgamation of three local authorities work. However, that's something that took a lot of working out.
We started what we call the Garth Initiative, which was the three authorities working together on various things 16 years ago, John, you know. And then we've tried to do more and more things collectively, and we found that it was just too cumbersome, really, because when we discussed things at the Garth, we had to then go back to our own boards for an answer about things, you know, and it took a long time to get anything done. So some of us thought, well, it would be a good idea if we did amalgamate. But, of course, a lot of people in the authorities didn't actually agree, so we couldn't get a consensus up till last year, basically. We got the consensus and we went for it, you know, and that was why, you know.
Yeah. What about this argument at the moment, the people of Onchan, I suppose, the 2,000 that have been added in, first of all saying they weren't even aware they were in Garth, and then saying, well, why isn't in the name Garth something reflecting the fact that there are so many residents of Onchan in there? It's a problem, I suppose, but people want to identify with the area.
Well, I don't know. I mean, as far as we were concerned, but then as commissioners, we would have more facts than the general public, I would think. We knew it was purely for the general election purposes to make the numbers right so each constituency could have at least two MHKs. I mean, we only had one up until now. And I thought everybody sort of understood it there, but apparently they weren't informed of the exact situation and how it was going to pan out in the future. And you could forgive them for thinking that some of them were in the area of Garth authorities, you know, but of course they're not. It's purely for the general election purposes.
There's something about Garth, isn't there, Mr. Mockton, that breeds top politicians, Sir Charles Carouche. We've got Dr. Mann. We've got Steve Roden, who's now president. What is it about the air in Garth that breeds these high-ranking politicians?
It's a wealthy area, if you like. There's lots of people, and people out here take more. They're more concerned about politics than people in inner cities. You know, they really are. They know what's going on. It affects them. You know, the people who have had businesses and career and come here to live, and so they're more aware of the things around them, I think.
They're more savvy. They're more politically savvy.
Absolutely. I would think that. Yes.
So it means that the persons elected for Garth have to have a tougher job because they've got a very knowing electorate.
Well, it's not a matter of being... I've really enjoyed my last 11 years in Macleod, and I found that as long as... We used to have public meetings, you see, and as long as you stand up and tell them the truth and tell them exactly how it is, because some people have ideas about what we can do as commissioners and what we can't do and the limitations put on us by the government, which we have to work around and do what we can. So I think just be honest and tell them the truth. That's what I've always done, and I've always found it work, you know.